The Gemara brings down in the bottom of the Daf Samach Amud Beis. Reb Chanina bar Yosef have a Yasuk on Mali Shabbos of Aski b'Seif Yitzir Mivul Egel Tulsa v'Achli Lein. So the Amoraim would sit every Erev Shabbos. They would create the Egel through Seif Yitzir, and then they would eat it. And Lachari, you could declare whether this Egel needed to have Shechita or not. This Egel, which was created through Seif Yitzir, did it have a din of a behemoth that you can't eat it without Shechita? Or maybe it was not really looked like a behemoth, wasn't actually a behemoth, and therefore would be mutter to eat it without Shechita. So it's not mavoin the Gemara whether they shechted it or not, but l'chayy giving a ray from the shlah is the aduda kashlah in Parshas VaYeshev, where he's coming to be mazber the machlokes between Yosef and Achim. It says Yosef was mitzi diva and Achim that they ate Avram and Achai. Question is, how could that be? How could it be that they, Achim were nichshol and Avram and Achai? And the shlah learns that in the stomach what happened was is that they taka did eat Avram and Achai, but this behemoth that they ate was not a regular natural behemoth, but they created a behemoth with Sefer Yetzirah, just like the Amoraim did over here. Amoraim could do it, Zecher Shvatim could do it. And the male they held, you don't have to, it doesn't need Shechita, you could eat Avraham Menachai, it wasn't a real behemoth. Yosef did not realize that it was he didn't know that it was created through Sefer Yetzirah, he thought it was a regular behemoth, and the male he brought the Diba to their father. But L'chayetz Mavur Midvar, that L'chuliyam, everyone agrees that Fataka was created through Sefer Yetzirah, there is not a Din Shechita at all, so the Pasha says is that we're not need Shechita. And I found that the Pesach Tshuva Mamash brings us Raya in Yeridei and some Samach Beis in the beginning by the Halachas of Eimim and Achai. He says that it's Mavur from the Shlah that a behemoth that was created through Sefer Yetzirah, Taka v'Nat Nishchita, based on how the Shlah learns the Machlokes between Yosef and the Achim. But the Pesach Tshuva ends off that he thinks that even though Midrashah does a Nishchita, but Midrabanan it would need, he also would have an issue of Marisayin. And he, like he brings by Ben Pakur, that a Nishchita Midrabanan. And then he ends up and he says, "Lefiza kashul haven is tevei baal hashlah now," because if he that it's chay wouldn't he shechita midrabanan? So it's takas shver when he says, "Vzera ma'isa hashvatim it's shver lechay midrabanan wouldn't he shechita?" So how could the achim eat it without shechita? Unless you want to say that that gzera midrabanan wasn't nigzer yet at that point, and therefore the shvatim didn't have to keep it. But that's his ha'ara and the din of the shlah because of pashas midrabanan, or at least mishum ma'isayin, it wouldn't he shechita.